OpNav Instruction 1720.4 Alpha, Suicide Prevention Program, Copyright Navy BMR.com. 1. Training, intervention, response, along with what else, make up the four elements of the Navy's Suicide Prevention Program. Reporting. 2. At least how often will suicide prevention training be conducted for all active component and reserve component service members and for all Navy civilian employees and full-time contractors who work on military installations? Annually. 3. Milpersman 1770, along with which series, contains guidance for reporting suicides and suicide-related behaviors. OpNav Instruction 3100.6. 4. What is a self-inflicted death that has evidence, either implicit or explicit, of the intent to die? Suicide. 5. Within how many days of notification of death shall commands complete the Department of Defense Suicide Event Report to report suicide instances and undetermined deaths for which suicide has not been excluded by the medical examiner? 60. 6. How many weeks after a member's suicide are commands advised to maintain copies of medical, dental, and service records in order to complete the DOD SER and respond to unforeseen questions? 6 to 8. 7. What is a self-inflicted, potentially injurious behavior with a non-fatal outcome that may or may not result in injury and for which there is evidence, either implicit or explicit, of intent to die? Suicide attempt. 8. Within how many days of medical evaluation must a DOD SER be completed for all suicide attempts by AC and RC service members as determined by competent medical authority? 30. 9. Who aids the CO in ensuring that the suicide prevention program is fully implemented? SPC, Sierra Papa Charlie. 10. Who is responsible for establishing a suicide prevention program policy? Deputy Chief of Naval Operations, Manpower, Personnel, Training, and Education, CNO, N1. 11. Who develops the procedures and policy that ensures service members are properly evaluated and treated that exhibit suicide-related ideations, communications, or behaviors? Chief Bumed. 12. Who develops the written procedures to ensure that chaplains or religious program specialists execute their suicide prevention program responsibilities throughout the Navy? OpNav, Chief of Chaplains. 13. Who ensures that installation emergency response personnel receive annual training, which reviews safety precautions and procedures and de-escalation techniques when responding to situations of potential suicide-related behaviors and psychiatric emergencies? Commander, Navy Installations Command. 14. The Commander, Naval Education and Training Command, shall include rate-specific suicide intervention training at A schools and C schools for hospital corpsmen, religious program specialists, and which other rate? Master at Arms. 15. What should the minimum rank of the SPC be whenever it is possible? E7. 16. How often should commanding officers ensure that suicide prevention training is conducted for all command personnel? Annually. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.